God's people, let's take the Word of God now and turn in them to the book of Ephesians. We'll be looking at Ephesians chapter 3. We're looking at verses 1 through 21, the whole chapter. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Beloved, let's hear now the Word of the Lord. For this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace which was given to me for you, that by revelation there was made known to me the mystery as I wrote before in brief. By referring to this, when you read, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to His holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit. To be specific, that the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel, of which I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given to me according to the working of His power. To me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ, and to bring up to light what is the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things, so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which He carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in Him. Therefore I ask you not to lose heart at my tribulations on your behalf, for they are your glory. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. And that, of course, is the Word of our God. But Paul here now gives us an account of his ministry, being one of which he, as an apostle, reveals the mystery of Christ, which at one time was not revealed. It was mystery in former times, now revealed through the apostles and the prophets, and so no longer a mystery. It's been revealed. These mysteries are revealed even to the Gentiles. They have been revealed to us. And so, comparing us to those even before Paul's time, we are more blessed than they, more privileged than they in some respects, in these respects, that we've been revealed mysteries. Even Gentiles of past, not hearing the covenant promises now today, Gentiles, we have been revealed the covenant promises. We heard last Lord's Day, we are fellow members of the body of Christ, partakers of the promises of the covenant of grace in Christ. He was and is being used to reveal the manifold wisdom of God, also that upon being saved by His grace, chapter 2, you would have boldness and confidence to approach the Lord through faith in Christ, to approach the Lord before His holy, holy, holy throne. And as they are having boldness and confidence to approach the Lord, to pray, to seek the Lord, to worship Him, and so Paul himself, then in the rest of the chapter, verses 14 through the end, boldly and confidently approaches the Lord in prayer. And he prays for the church in Ephesus. And his prayer there is also, we could say, a prayer for us. And a prayer that we should pray for the church of God in our own congregation. And here he's praying that the church would be granted strength with power in the inner man by the Spirit. Power that does not come from us, but by the Spirit in our inner man. You see, often when Paul prays for the church, he's praying concerning not the health, the physical health of the church members or the physical health of the people, though he does that at times, and that is good and right to do. But mostly, primarily, he was praying, as we read through his letters, he was praying for the spiritual health and well-being of God's people. He was praying that Christ would dwell in their hearts, not that the things of this world would dwell in their hearts, but Christ would dwell in their hearts. And we ought to pray the same for ourselves. Christ dwells in our hearts by His Spirit, the Spirit of Christ. We have the Spirit, and so that we would be able to comprehend the love of Christ. And He shows the infiniteness of Christ's love with the words that we would know the breadth, length, height, depth. And yet altogether that we cannot describe the love of Christ with physical locations. Saying if we, the love of Christ, I think I was talking to Oliver last night before bed, and we're talking about the gospel and the love of Christ, and he's like, is it this big? And I was saying, no, it's not that big. And he went across the room. He's like, is it this big? From me, from him to me. And I said, not even close. And even these words of Paul cannot describe the love of Christ. But yet we are to know it, and we know it through the Lord using Paul to reveal the mysteries to us of what He has done for us. And we'll hear more about what He has done for us in Exodus in a few moments. But you are to know. That is why you are here on this earth. One of the main purposes is to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge. It surpasses all knowledge of all humans, put together from all times. And yet you are to know it. And you can know it if you would believe in faith the gospel. His love is so great that it is beyond measure. And the chapter ends in the benediction. The blessing of God. Remember, we've heard this before. It's not a prayer. It's a blessing, as it was for Aaron when he was called to bless the people. God blessing the people through him. And so here is the blessing of God pronounced upon the people for whom he's praying. And here we see that he, the Lord, that we need to be reminded of Him, that He is able to do far more abundantly beyond all. And so it's, as we heard when we went through the book of Ephesians a few years ago, it's beyond all that we could ask or think. And we need to be reminded that He is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think. All that we ask or think, why? Because He loves us in Christ Jesus. He gave us His Son for us, that we would live in Him, and to Him, and for Him, and for His glory. Beloved, let's pray now. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we do praise You and thank You for Your church. More so for Your Son, Jesus Christ, whom You sent into this world. And Father, we do ask this day that You would heal those who are sick and who are tired and who are not with us this morning for whatever reason. Even those in the hospital. Father, we ask that You would heal their bodies. And yet, Father, even more so, we ask that You would heal their souls and heal our souls. He would cleanse us of all sin. If there are any here who are far from You, who are in darkness and have no sight, who are lost and not found, and you would bring them unto yourself and show them the love of Christ, which is beyond understanding, which surpasses knowledge, that you even for your church, for your people, cleansing us of our sin, you would remind us of the love of Christ and yet increase our understanding in it. Day by day, as we remember the gospel, as we see our sin and we see how great a Savior we had, for He died for our sin, and how much greater a Savior He should be to us today, and even more so tomorrow, and even more so than the next day. As we grow in understanding of not only ourselves and our sinfulness, and how horrible we really are in rebellion against You, even as Your people, and we quench the Spirit. Father, cause us to see the mercy and grace that You show to us in Your Son, day by day, more so, day after day. And that even in these things, things of life, things of physical and spiritual health, that You would put within us that great Spirit of Yours to grant us power and strength, and that even through us, You would show that You are able to do far more beyond all that we ask or think. Father, without You we are nothing. Even Christ Himself said that apart from Him we can do nothing. We can think no thoughts. We can have no mind. We have no heart. We have no blood coursing through our veins. We can do absolutely nothing. And so, Father, we thank You for Your mercy and grace to us that is new every morning, and even this day. And so, Father, give us a greater understanding of the gospel. Give us a greater understanding of the love of God, that in turn we would love You and worship You, not only this day and especially this day, but in all our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.